Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Snap Inc., the parent company behind Snapchat. If you're curious about whether Snap stock is a buy, hold, or sell right now, stick around because I've got the full breakdown for you, covering financials, valuation, recent performance, and much more. Let's get started. So, Snap Inc. has been a polarizing name in the social media and tech space for a while now. Known for its innovative camera app, Snapchat, the company has a massive user base, especially among younger demographics. But with fierce competition and some recent challenges, investors are asking if Snap can turn things around. I'm going to walk you through everything you need to know to make an informed decision. Let's start with a quick look at who Snap Inc. is for those who might not be super familiar. Based in Santa Monica, California, Snap operates as a camera company, primarily through Snapchat, which lets users share photos, videos, and messages with fun filters and effects. Founded in 2010 by Evan Spiegel, who's still the CEO, Snap went public in 2017. They've got a global presence with over 5,000 employees and focus heavily on augmented reality and advertising as their core revenue drivers. Their mission? Reinventing the camera to improve how people live and communicate. Sounds cool, but let's see if the numbers back up the vision. Now let's talk revenue. In 2025, Snap reported total revenue of about $5.93 billion, a solid jump from $5.36 billion in 2024. Breaking it down, the vast majority, around $5.19 billion, comes from advertising revenue. That's the lifeblood of their business, with brands paying to reach Snapchat's engaged user base. Another $745 million comes from other sources, likely including premium subscriptions like Snapchat Plus. Geographically, North America is their biggest market, contributing $3.47 billion, followed by Europe at $1.9 billion and the rest of the world at $1.37 billion. It's clear Snap relies heavily on ad dollars, especially in the US and Canada, which means any slowdown in ad spending could hit them hard. But the growth trajectory here is encouraging. Moving on to earnings, let's look at how Snap has been performing on the bottom line. For 2025, their net income was a loss of $460 million, which translates to an earnings per share of negative 27 cents. That's an improvement from a $697 million loss in 2024, or negative 42 per share, and a much bigger loss of $1.32 billion in 2023. So while they're still in the red, the losses are narrowing, which is a positive sign. Operating income also improved, coming in at a loss of $532 million in 2025, compared to a $787 million loss the year before. The trend suggests management is tightening the ship, but profitability remains elusive. Investors will want to see that turn positive soon. Diving into some of the commentary from their latest earnings call for Q4 2025, Snap reported a quarterly revenue of $1.72 billion, up 11% year-over-year, driven by strong ad platform growth. Daily active users hit 443 million, a 9% increase, showing they're still growing their audience. Management highlighted improvements in ad tech, especially with AI-driven tools boosting engagement and advertiser ROI. They also talked about cost-cutting measures, aiming for profitable growth, and diversifying revenue through subscriptions. It's clear they're betting big on AI and operational efficiency to turn the corner. Let's dig into the financial statements for a clearer picture of Snap's health. On the balance sheet, as of the end of 2025, Snap had $1.3 billion in cash and cash equivalents, down slightly from $1.5 billion in 2024. Total assets stood at $7.68 billion, while total liabilities were $5.4 billion, leaving stockholders' equity at $2.28 billion. That's a decent cushion, but their retained earnings are deeply negative at over $13.9 billion, reflecting years of losses piling up. Looking at cash flow, Snap generated $656 million from operating activities in 2025, a big improvement from $413 million in 2024, and free cash flow came in at $437 million, showing they're finally producing cash after years of burning it. On the income statement side, gross profit margins are healthy at around 55%, but net profit margins are still negative at about 7.8%. They've got the revenue, but controlling costs is the key to flipping that net income positive. Now let's talk valuation. Snap's current market cap is around $10.2 billion, with a price-to-sales ratio of about 1.37, which isn't crazy high for a tech company. However, their price-to-earnings ratio isn't meaningful right now since they're not profitable. Enterprise value comes in at $11.8 billion, factoring in debt. Compared to industry peers in the internet content and information space, where the average PE ratio is around 87, Snap's valuation metrics are tough to gauge without earnings. On a forward-looking basis, some estimates suggest a forward PE in the range of 19 to 42 by 2029 or 2030, assuming they hit profitability. At the current price of about $6.03 per share, the stock might look cheap if they can execute on growth, but it's a risky bet until losses stop. Let's break down Snap's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to get a holistic view. Starting with strengths, Snap has a strong foothold with younger users. Gen Z loves Snapchat, and their 443 million daily active users prove it. Their focus on augmented reality and innovative ad formats also sets them apart. On the flip side, weaknesses include persistent unprofitability and heavy reliance on ad revenue, which can be volatile. Competition from giants like Meta and TikTok is fierce, and user growth in key markets like North America has shown signs of slowing. For opportunities, AI-driven ad tech and expansion into emerging markets could be huge growth drivers. Plus, diversifying into subscriptions with Snapchat Plus offers a new revenue stream. But threats loom large. Regulatory scrutiny over data privacy, economic downturns impacting ad budgets, and the risk of losing relevance if they can't innovate fast enough. It's a mixed bag, and execution will be everything. Looking at recent performance, Snap's stock price has been a roller coaster. At around $6.03 currently, it's up 7.76% over the past week, which ties into some positive news about cost-cutting and a 7.9% surge in a recent session. However, zoom out, and it's down 30% over the past month, 34% over 3 months, and a staggering 52% over the past year. Over 5 years, it's down nearly 92%, which is brutal for long-term holders. Compared to the broader communication services sector, which is down just 1.26% over the past year, Snap is underperforming significantly. The chart shows a lot of volatility, and while short-term momentum might be picking up, the long-term trend is still bearish. If you're considering a short-term move, that recent bounce could signal a potential entry, but I'd watch resistance levels closely. Let's wrap up the numbers with an intrinsic value analysis to see if Snap is undervalued or overvalued. Using a discounted cash flow approach with standard assumptions like a 10% discount rate and a 3% terminal growth rate over 5 projection years, we can estimate the stock's fair value based on future cash flows. Snap's free cash flow has turned positive recently with $437 million in 2025, and if they sustain growth while controlling costs, there's potential for upside. Based on the calculations, Snap's intrinsic value comes in around $194 per share using a DCF model compared to the current market price of $6.03. That suggests the stock is significantly overvalued at current levels, even with optimistic growth projections. Now, these models are sensitive to assumptions, and if Snap accelerates user growth or achieves profitability sooner, that value could shift higher. But right now, the numbers indicate caution. So what's the final verdict on Snap Inc.? Look, there are some green shoots here. Revenue growth is solid, user engagement is up, and management is cutting costs aggressively, with over $500 million in savings planned and a push toward AI efficiencies. But the stock's steep declines over the past year, ongoing losses, and an intrinsic value far below the current price make me hesitant. If you're a long-term investor, I'd wait for clearer signs of profitability before jumping in. If you're more speculative, the recent bounce might offer a trade, but it's high risk. What do you think? Are you bullish or bearish on Snap? Drop your thoughts in the comments below. And if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this. I'll catch you in the next video.